In Burkina Faso's capital, Ouagadougou, people reported hearing the sound of heavy and sustained gunfire. Government denials that the army has seized control, along with reports of gun battles at numerous army barracks, all add to growing uncertainty in a country whose president seems conspicuous by his absence. Assurances that President Rochemark Christian Kabore is fine and still in charge may not be enough. To satisfy many in a country that's seen at least half a dozen coups or attempted coups since independence in 1960.
I strongly deny, first of all, the head of state has not been detained. No institution of the country's been threatened. So as I said, these movements are localized. They are circumscribed, and we're following the evolution of those movements.
Security operations began in earnest a day earlier as police clashed with anti-government protesters who blamed the government for failing to deal with armed groups in Burkina Faso. The defense minister characterized it as putting down an uprising. Protesters say the groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIL operate in the country with near impunity.
We have seen enough. We don't want the crying. We don't want the orphans. We have seen enough. The president must leave. He has to leave. We support the soldiers. They must resist.
We've heard that the army is going to take over, and we support the army. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and even before tomorrow, we support the army.
Attacks in recent years have killed an estimated 2,000 people and displaced 1.5 million. The targeting of civilians and soldiers has also become more frequent, and parts of the country's north and east are effectively no-go areas for government forces. A former French colony, the landlocked West African nation is home to an estimated 21 million people. The country is mineral-rich, but most work in the agriculture sector as farmers and herders. High rates of poverty and food insecurity make Burkina Faso one of the least developed countries in the world. Green pastures for armed groups to take root. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.
Henry Wilkins is a journalist on the ground in the capital. We'll be speaking to Henry in just a few moments. But first, here's one of the soldiers that Henry spoke to who's taking part in that uprising.
Premier point. Nous avons des moyens adaptés à la lutte et des effectifs conséquents. Deuxième point, remplacement CMZA, CEMAT, DGANR. Troisième point, meilleure prise en charge des blessés en OSP et les familles des défunts. Quatrième point, revalorisation des femmes. Cinquième point, formation du personnel adapté à la menace. Et enfin, le dernier point, faire des unités constituées permanentes au lieu de collecter des effectifs pour envoyer au front.
That was one of the soldiers involved in this uprising, speaking to Henry Wilkins, who joins us now via Skype from Ouagadougou. Henry, what's the situation there now?
Yeah, it's very difficult to get up-to-date information at the moment. The government has shut down the mobile internet networks, which means that the information is really not traveling at the moment. Certainly, when I left the camp where the mutiny was taking place this morning around about 10 a.m., the mutiny was still very much ongoing. So despite the fact that the government does seem to be keen to push the idea that everything is under control, it really doesn't seem to be the case at the moment.
Give us a sense of why this is happening now, Henry.
Yeah, so Burkina Faso has been involved in a six-year conflict with armed groups linked to Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. It's not a war that they are winning. And then back in November of last year, a military base in the north of the country was overrun by terrorists. 49 military were killed, and then it later transpired that the military base that was overrun hadn't been supplied with food for 2 weeks. So it led to many calls from people in the general public and within the military itself for the government to, you know, up its game when it comes to dealing with this this war, which has taken over large parts of the countryside.
And is there any more information at this moment as to the whereabouts of the president?
Some rumours this morning that the president had been arrested. We don't believe that these rumours are true. Certainly, the Minister of Defence went on TV this morning to deny them. There hasn't been any word from the President on the mutiny happening. There has, however, been a tweet from the President around about an hour ago giving well wishes to the national Burkinabe team competing in the AFCON football tournament. But as I say, nothing from the President on the mutiny.
As you said, the Defence Minister went on state television earlier to say that all was well. The fact that there hasn't been a complete military takeover suggests perhaps that there are elements within the military that are still loyal to the government.
Yes, I don't think we're looking at a full-scale coup at the moment. It does seem to be an isolated mutiny, although the base in Ouagadougou, the capital, is not the only one that appears to have mutinied. There is a base in the north of the country as well, where there's reports of gunfire. But no, it doesn't appear to be a full-scale coup at this stage.
Good to talk to you, Henry. Many thanks indeed for being with us. Henry Wilkins there, live in Ouagadougou.
Thank you.